views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. It's my pleasure to give people this opportunity to call in and have energy blocks shifted. And we love to hear from you. So feel free to call in at 1-800-930-2819. Today, I was going to be doing the show solo with my dragons. But last night, Phil and I were working together. Phil Free, who's been co-hosting on the first Wednesday of the month. And so he decided, hey, we kept on. We were correcting till 4 in the morning. We may as well keep going. Are you there, Phil?
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
We were on a roll. So we just wanted to, I'm going to do the dragon thing a little bit here. I always pick a card for the show, and what the card that came up, funnily enough, is card number 6, which is the divorce card. And that's not necessarily about divorce, but it's about being strong with source. And so that's kind of what we've been like. We were kind of talking about that last night, and then the next card that came up was the mother's worry, which is that's not surprising. Hey, Phil, what were we talking about?
Yeah.
So on today's show, let's talk a little bit about that, because we were really picking up this energy where there's this concern, around the differences between how men and women adapt on the world or on the earth right now, and the effect that it has on children. So, do you want to just sort of take it from there
Well, sure. I'll just start by saying that, yeah, often our society and plus nature and other things will kind of get us to view things differently and handle things differently as men and women. Sometimes our society wants everything to be perfectly PC, right down the middle, anything a man can do and a woman can do. And, in principle, for the most part, most of it's true. And vice versa. At the same time,
I'm just teasing you.
Yep. So it's just, basically just understanding a little bit of what's more male psychology and then what's more female, and then so what is more like common, if you like, in maybe women, and what's more common in men and at times. And certainly, as we look into it, we can go into it for a long time, but basically, yeah, even society kind of handles us, a little differently. So sometimes we have to work beyond that to work as men and women together, because we're not really trained to work together sometimes.
And why is that?
Why is that? Well, on a deep level, there's probably multiple reasons for it, really. On one level, I feel like, we're kind of disconnected from source in a sense. Another thing is that there's always, not always, but there have been people in positions of power who like to suppress others and who like to you know, spread disharmony, essentially. And as long as you can have disharmony between the sexes, between men and women, then you're going to have a whole lot of disharmony in the world, because that's pretty much half with the other half. So that's some of the reasons. And then the other reasons, we're not necessarily, you know, in touch with our ancestors. We don't necessarily get, like, you know, like this lineage from our mothers and grandmothers for the women, and our fathers and grandfathers from the men, and things like that. And so we don't necessarily, you know, in this PC world, we don't necessarily appreciate what's different about men and women. And maybe it's time we talk about that again.
Yeah, we talked about that quite a bit last night. And like, if we were all the same and it was just, you know, 100%, everybody acted the same. Like, I personally prefer men to act like men and women to act like women. I mean, not saying that like there has to be any discrimination about it, but there's things about, you know, if we were all exactly the same, it would be so boring.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Sometimes, though, we go the other way if we make it too dramatic the way it is now. But yeah, I'm totally with you, though. And I'd rather, you know, improve the situation we have now than look to change it, really. So, you know, it's, with men and women, it's just, if we can explore a little bit the psychology that we're, that we are, you know, programmed with, if you like, or, you know, educated with, or both, then you're going to see that sometimes we're pitted up against each other, and it's best that we are able to see both the men's point of view and the woman's point of view, and we can appreciate not only whatever sex we are, but the other sex as well. And it gives us a much more complete picture than just seeing things from one side. And for example, you know, with mothers, since you brought that up, I noticed that, you know, it's kind of normal in society. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's not normal in society. I say it's normal in nature. You know, mothers, you know, and fathers too, will worry about their children and things like that. And at the same time, I think society will kind of play on a mother's worry a lot. You know, it's like, oh, well, your kid might not be safe, so here, buy this little baby monitor. Oh, buy this little thing. And so they play on people's sort of psychologies, and they try to maximize profit out of that. So that's just something to be aware of.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is when, you know, I just wanted to say too, like, you know, you're the father of four daughters, right?
Right.
So I consider you an expert in this field somewhat. What your partner hasn't taught you, your daughters will, about women.
Right. But,
you know, we also have Leroy comes on the show, Leroy Maloof, and I always tease him that he's the resident expert on women, because he's actually been married 65 years now, right? Yeah, and yeah. So the reason why we wanted to talk about this actually is because the dynamics that are being played out between men and women right now in the world are also, you know, it affects the families, it affects work, it affects everything. And so we want to be strong to all these. And when we, you know, we're going to have to take a break here in a bit, and we do have a caller on the line. So as soon as we come back from the break, we will, you know, look, we'll take the first caller. Apparently we have Marie from France. So hang in there, Marie. And we have a couple minutes left here. I just didn't want to bring someone on and then have to cut them off. So, you know, and this is kind of like fundamental for a lot of people, you know, that this, you know, we don't want to be like arguing between men and women, but on a more fundamental level is the fact that we are both masculine and feminine. Do you want to just touch on that for a quick
minute? Right. So, I mean, on a deeper level, I feel like if we don't recognize the masculine and feminine between inside ourselves, then we've already sort of lost the game in a sense. And if we think, hey, because I'm born in a man's body, I'm just a man, and that's just the way to look at things, and, the, you know, same for the woman, then, yeah, we're mistaken, because even in our brain, as we look at our brain, and there's the right hemisphere, left hemisphere, they have different functions, you know. So one of them is, you know, controls the left side, the other controls the right side. So it's a very yin-yang relationship in the mind, and the yin-yang is the male-female, in other words. And so basically our mind is comprised of male and female energy, and so we want to find the harmony within our mind first and foremost. If we can find it there, then it's usually easier to manifest out in the, in, you know, in the 3D world. If we're struggling, yeah.
So, that's basically, you know, it's funny because the divorce card came up and you said, like, the saying on the bottom of this card basically is that the worst divorce is the divorce from source. And so people, when they think about divorce, they think about men and women divorcing or in a marriage. But within the human body, if there is a divorce between the masculine and feminine, you don't want to be fighting. You know, your body parts, actually, the unevenness that it creates in the body is quite often the cause of more serious disease if it continues for too long, because there's not the same coherence throughout the entire body. So it's not just on a mental or emotional or a psychological level. It's also, you know, on a physical level that this can have a huge effect on us. And we'll touch on that a bit more. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with my special guest here, surprise guest, kind of a dragon, Phil Free. And when we return, we will take the first caller and we'll touch on this some more. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere, with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Thrive is what we experience when our mind, body, and soul operate as one. When we thrive, we excel on all levels. Thrive is the mindset that matters. It is essential to our being. Have you ever found yourself looking for the instruction manual on how to thrive? You'll find everything you need to help you feel strong, powerful, and peaceful in your own body. So don't waste any more time. Visit ThriveByJen.com today.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my surprise guest today, Phil Free. And Phil, just share your contact information with everyone before we continue, in case someone wants to get in touch with you after.
Sure. They can reach me at whatphil@hotmail.com, whatphil@hotmail.com.
And that's it?
Well, that's probably the best way to reach me. I would say that's the best way. Just go
through. Okay, cool. you're so uncomplicated. If people want to call into the show, 1-800-930-2819, we're talking about men and women, masculine and feminine, yin and yang. And we have Marie, who's been patiently waiting from France. I'm going to let you take this, Phil.
Hi. Hi, Marie. How are you?
Hello, Phil and Colette. Yes, it's Marie phoning.
Hi. So what can we help you with?
Yin and yang, masculine and feminine, at least into it, I imagine. My question is work-related, about teaching and holding people's attention, which the students, like yesterday I taught a four-hour class, but the students were incredibly distracted and talking amongst themselves. So how to master this energy, maybe a yin-yang perspective, to keep the whole group of students engaged and focused?
Okay, so yeah, there's a few things you can do. So for starters, I would start with yourself just being as neutral as you can to all the outcomes, you know. So when you think about what you want, you know, you get yourself as neutral as you can to that, and as well as what you don't want. With that being said, I mean, what I've been talking about on the other shows when I'm the host has been the psychology aspect. That also can help you, I'm just getting, in the sense that if you understand some of the variety of the personalities that are out there, you'll be able to appeal to different personalities. So that's a part of it, but that's not all for you. So we're just going to strengthen you also to being a leader. You can be stronger to that for whatever reason, and we're just going to strengthen it. I didn't ask you, how much does it bother you, the fact that, you know, that this happened the way it did yesterday, that they were distracted, the students and all that, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the worst?
It's kind of 8, and I feel like pulling my hair out.
Okay. Okay, so let's just strengthen that energy. So basically, any energy of scalping, of shaving heads, we're going to neutralize all that, okay? So we have that in history. We're just going to neutralize all that for you, for some of your clients or some of your students, neutralize all that energy. All right, so now if I ask the same question to you, how do you feel about yesterday's experience? What comes up now?
Either 4 or 6, but it's still niggling.
Okay, but you still feel like pulling your hair out?
Yeah, and I'd rather not.
Okay, well, that's different. Okay. Yeah, you probably look better with your hair, I'm guessing, even though I haven't seen you. All right, so let's just strengthen you a little bit more there. All right, so now when you get in touch with yesterday's class, just take a deep breath real quick and breathe in, breathe out. And then when I get in touch with yesterday's class, and now when you get in touch with it, does it still bother you when it happened?
It's more I'm feeling the bother, how the other students were bothered, because some were very attentive and some weren't. And the ones who were attentive were bothered by those who weren't attentive.
Okay. All right. So we're going to strengthen. So it sounds like you had a kind of a variety of personalities here. So we're just going to strengthen you to that and that information. And if you want to, you know, you're certainly welcome to listen to the show anytime you want, and, you know, you can learn more about it that way, but you can also, you know, do your own studies. So we're just going to strengthen you to being able to understand the different personalities that you're dealing with. So some of them, you know, are going to respond to information a certain way. Others, you may want to present information differently to. So some of them you caught and some of them you didn't in this case. And then the ones you didn't, you know, get the attention of, they distracted those whose attention you had. So we're just going to strengthen you to that, and we're just going to strengthen you to understanding all the different personality types, and starting with yourself. When you understand yourself and you understand your strengths and weaknesses, then you can improve on those weaknesses, and then you'll also be able to see more clearly other people's strengths and weaknesses.
And what's coming up here, as far as the dragons are concerned, it's really funny, actually, because the card that I pulled a card out, and it is the distraction card. And the distraction.
Okay.
Yeah. But this card, this distraction card, is actually regarding the holiday season. And I totally forgot that, you know, today is, it's Thanksgiving this weekend. There's a long weekend coming up here in the USA. We already had our Thanksgiving in Canada, but there's also going to be Christmas coming up and New Year's. And what I find is at this time, a lot of people are distracted. This is when I get most of my work done.
Okay.
So many people are distracted by, like, they've got the extra work right now of Christmas and the holidays, you know, preparing meals and planning and traveling and all of that that's going on. And when you think about it, everybody's in the world is trying to get somewhere on the same day. It's challenging, you know, and you throw the weather in like we have in Canada and whatever, plans can get thrown off pretty easily. And so I'm getting that the distraction isn't just, but this card actually is a card regarding like, the holiday season and how people can get so distracted from their everyday goals. And so it's kind of like everybody has extra stuff on their plate right now. And a lot of it is fun. But I'm just getting your students, the ones that were behaving that way, kind of acting like they're on holiday already. And so when is the semester done? When is the semester done?
They have a couple, two more weeks of classes.
Yeah, they're already on holiday, is what I'm getting.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm getting, yes, like what Phil said, this is 100% strong that, of course, you could be in a position where you are, you can better your teaching skills and you can better the way you present and be strong in what you're doing. We can always improve. Having said that, I wouldn't take it too personally because I'm getting, in your experience teaching this class, have you had this experience often with students?
Often with students, sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And so what's coming up is like there are a lot of distractions in the world and the holiday season becomes even more distracting. And so like there's the concerts that the kids go to, there's the shop, you know, all of this stuff, this extra stuff. And so we just strengthen you to all the extra stuff that you're doing right now. And also to... being in a place where you're not distracted. I'm getting that as soon as you get distracted by the distracted students, you distracted the students that weren't distracted. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay.
And it is kind of like being a mummy when you're a teacher of anything. You know, and I'm getting, Phil, when you test that, does it feel like it's stronger, like it's emotions kind of getting into the business world?
To a degree, yeah, not just emotions, but like you said, all this extracurricular stuff from the media, you know, and the holidays coming up and all that.
Okay, so we just want to check in with you, Marie. Where are you at right now when you think about this?
Much better, 2 or 3.
Okay, good. So we're getting there. Like, what's left, Phil?
All right, so for I'm getting you, like, your location. I mean, is everything like, how do you feel? You feel strong about the school that you're teaching or whatever it is that you're teaching? Marie, I'm asking.
Well,
you.
Yeah, it's far. It's a lot of travel involved and it's a small city on the southwest coast of France.
Okay. So it's the traveling that's kind of bothering you a little bit. So we're just going to strengthen you to the traveling. Going to strengthen you to things you don't want to talk about on the air, which I understand. So we're just going to strengthen all that and take another deep breath really quick. And then just tell me how you're feeling about the whole issue now, if it's any different than last time Colette asked or if it's the same.
More positive toward it.
Okay. So we want to just get you to the point
that...
Yeah, it's not even bothering you at all, really. So let's just strengthen that. So whether it bothers you or it doesn't bother you, let's make you more like you can handle it better. So even if it were to handle to bother you, that doesn't bother you on top of the initial bother. You're not bothered that you're bothered, in a sense. Let's just get that.
That sounds funny. And I was also picking up this energy, Bill, that you were about the bothering. But I was also getting that she's weak to being bothered by not having any bothers.
Right.
Yeah. Because it's kind of like she should be bothered by this. If she, you know, if she cares about her job, et cetera, et cetera. And it's not that she doesn't. When you test it, it's not like she's indifferent or whatever. But you're not teaching young children, are you?
No, but they seem like they're five-year-olds from the way they behave.
And how old, what is the age group that you're teaching?
They're around 18 to 22.
Okay, well, there we have it. They're learning how to be adults. Phil, what are you picking?
Okay, so since we were talking about the mothering energy earlier in the show, a lot of these people are kind of like relying on you to do mothering for them. And it's like their own mothers really didn't do enough of it in a way. Or they did too much of it in certain people's case, but very few found the right balance in your students' case is what coming up, which is pretty common with the world anyway. So not to criticize mothers or anything, but just going to strengthen you to not feeling like you need to be the mother of these kids. All right.
They're not kids anymore if they're 18 to 20.
Yeah,
but
right.
Coming up is, you know, just because you magically turn 18 and you're an adult doesn't mean that you're feel like one yet, right? Sometimes that takes a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I want to thank you, Marie, for calling in. It feels like you're, you know, good and neutral to this now. And thank you for pointing this out, because this is kind of what Phil and I were talking about last night and why he decided to come on the show today. Not surprising. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan. I have Phil on as a surprise guest here today. We're talking about male and female energy and how to, you know, cooperate better with everybody, really. That's what's coming up right now. You can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, and you can also see the dragon cards and the dragon paintings at Tails, T-A-I-L-S, from thevector.com. We'll be right back after this short break, and we will clear some more energy. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And in case we forget, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to all our USA friends out there. We'll be right back.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth is Funny. You're listening to the show. It's a dragon card reading show, but I have a surprise guest on with Phil Cree. We were working last night and all this energy came in around this topic about, mother's worry about the male and female's roles in the family. And the card, of course, that I picked this morning besides the divorce card, I picked three was the mother's worry card, which is, if you look at Tales from the Vector, TAILF.com, it's the mother's worry card, and kind of the number one problem or weakness for children in the world is a mother's worry, because mothers are taught to worry about their children. And, in my book, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, which you can get on Amazon and also on my site, I talk about that about at the beginning of the book, that this is kind of something that we need to address as far as when we have children, that we're, every time we have a worry about them, it pulls their energy down. And when we see them strong and vibrant and doing well, then it brings their energy up. And because, the mother has played such a huge role with the child, for one thing, being pregnant for 9 months, et cetera, and then bringing the child into the world, this is a very intimate connection. And actually, science is starting to prove that a lot of the connection is through the DNA until at least the child's about 25. And I call that for not wanting to to kill your own children when they're really acting up or whatever. If you're a mother or a parent, you have way more patience with your own children. Most people do. And then on the other end, you can lose patience with your children. And so that's what's sort of coming up, is kind of the style of men and women and how they raise children, mothers and fathers. Like, you want to just elaborate a little bit on that, Phil?
Well, sure. I mean, yeah, it is a little different. The male side of things is going to look at things a little different. The female side is going to look at things a little different. So, again, and it doesn't matter so much whether you're a man or a woman. I know a lot of men who would have what we call a maternal instinct, and a lot of women that have that more traditionally father, instinct or whatever. And more like a provider instinct or that kind of thing. And so it's not necessarily about your outward sex, but yes, I mean, the male side of our brains tends to want to look at logic and what makes sense in the world and makes sense of everything. The female side of our brain tends to want to feel good, be happy, in other words. And so it's like, ideally, yes, we want a world that makes sense.
It's more fun to be a woman.
Well, there's that song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, right? Yeah, I know. Guys are a little different. I mean, we say we want to have fun, and we do, but we really want things to make sense first and foremost. When things don't make sense, we get lost. And not just men. I mean, like I said, it's not really about men and women. It's about the male side of things. So it's more like the male side of things will get lost when things don't make sense. And so we just want to get strong to that blend of things that make sense and they feel good. You know, and that's more ideal in life when you have both sides of that. You know, sometimes things make sense, but they don't feel good, and you know it, and you do it anyway. But you're like, it makes sense, but it just doesn't feel right. Other times something feels really good, but you can't find any logic behind why to do it or why it would help the world to do it. So ideally, you know, we find, you know, sense and feeling, you know, in that, and that's part of it. And, you know, with the mother's worry and everything, like I said, it's exploited by media and companies and society that wants to make money off that worry. You know, they recognize it and they're like, all right, well, let's exploit it to the maximum. Let's see if we can sell more alarms and baby cameras and do this and do that and more baby on board little stickers on your, you know, for your car and all those things. And it's like, not that those things are good or bad in and of themselves. It's just that there's plenty of advertisers ready to pounce on those kinds of worries. And that's that psychological aspect that it would be important for us to understand, because advertisers understand it and they know how to hit us hard.
Yeah. And you know, that's what that distraction card is about. Like I said, I get a lot of my work done during that time. That's when I sort of hunker down and stay closer to home. And I'm really in a creative space right now where I'm painting. And, you know, I just finished another card for the deck and started another one. And I'm kind of like unstoppable with my creativity right now. And part of that is just like recognizing that there's not much point in sending emails out this weekend or trying to deal with people in the States right now, you know, on a real firm business level, because everybody's preparing to fly out or have company or, you know, or we want to also talk about the emotions that come up for those people who maybe lost a loved one recently, or it's going to be their first Thanksgiving or their first Christmas without, you know, beloved family members, or there's a problem in the home and, there's fighting or arguing, all of that. And right. So the card that came up when we were talking about this is the deception card, which is one of the tactics that there's seven cards in my deck that are tactics that, you know, that the government uses, that media uses, and that we as people use against each other, or, you know, I don't want to say against each other because it's not against so much, but that we ineffectively use with each other. And this card is of a woman kissing a frog. And the frog's wearing a crown, so he's like a prince, but it's almost like that actually is the Sapo frog from Peru, which is highly revered for its ability to lower fear. The medicinal remedies of this frog, where they take the sweat off its back, and that it's been proven to empower people in many ways. And it helps eradicate certain diseases, but it's also what they use to, for the men use it in particular for when they go out hunting, and it makes their night vision more clear and it makes them fearless in the hunt. And so this is kind of the energy you're talking about with a masculine energy. And you had mentioned the yin yang symbol. For those of you who are not familiar with the yin-yang symbol, it's, you know, like you can look it up. But what I like to point out to people is that the yin side is the black side and the yang side is the white side. But within the yin, there's a drop of yang. There's a small circle within the bigger black part, and there is a drop of black within the yang side, which is a bit of yin. And so yin energy is a lot more chaotic and creative, whereas the energy from the yang energy is, like you said, more logical. And so, you know, if you're a woman that has more yang energy, you may find that you're feeling over masculine. And then on the other end, you know, if you're a yang energy with, you know, or with more yin in it. Like, it's kind of like, it's if you're a male figure and you have, like, you're a male on this earth right now, and you have a lot of that feminine energy, you know, there's nothing wrong with, like, there's, it's more about the balance of it, wouldn't you say, Phil?
Yeah, definitely about the balance, yes. It's like playing this game of who's better is just kind of the same argument to me as trying to say which one of my legs is better, my left leg or my right leg. And it's like, I'm glad to have them both different. I don't want two right legs, or I don't want two left legs, or I don't want just one leg, you know. I'm glad to have a left leg and a right leg, you know, and I'm glad that, you know, they both, you know, point the ways they do, you know, and things like that. And they both help me walk and move forward in my life. And it's the balance of those two things working together that really, really manifest. You can manifest from just the female side or just the male side, but it's not nearly the same, not nearly the same power or balance to it. And
you're
so,
making me laugh because I was just having this picture in my head, you know, like the program that I'm working with right now that I'm in creating is called Call to Dance. And your call to dance is like when you are really doing what you really want to do, like you're being called to do it. But it's hard to dance with two left feet, isn't it, Phil?
That's right.
So, you know how they'll say that, oh, that person's so awkward, they have two left feet. That could be really happening for some of us out there if we're
too. Yeah, well, symbolically speaking, that makes a lot of sense. Yes.
That could be an interesting picture. Sure. This is Paulette Marie Stephan. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I'm doing dragon card readings from Tales from the Vector, and I'm also having fun with my good friend Phil, who we were working late last night together and decided, yeah, let's just keep going. We'll be right back after this short break. And we'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Fenton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenFenton.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and we are doing dragon card readings, and then we have our surprise guest, Phil Free. And I just wanted to mention, we have another caller here that we're going to take right away, but I just wanted to mention that there will not be a holistic fair in December. For those of you who've been coming there regularly, just so you know, in December, they just don't do one. The next one will be on January 28th. If you happen to be in Kelowna at the Laurel Pack, at the Laurel Packing House. And also I will be doing a Float Your Boat. It's on December 21st, right on the cusp there. And Float Your Boat is a series of teleconference calls that I do on a monthly basis, where you can check it out at thetruthisfunny.com. And it really is about taking like the aspects of the zodiac and using those aspects to create balance in life. And so I'm busy doing the cards for that right now, having a lot of fun doing that. And we'll talk about that a bit later. We do have Mary and Maria Day. And that brought in the card, the energy of the Heart of Isis, the Joy card. And this is a dragonfly. You can check that one out. It's the energy, really, of the mother, like of Mother Mary, of Isis, all these figures throughout history who have been regarded as our maternal saintly figures. And so it's kind of funny that that card came up, but not surprising. So do we have Maria from Mexico here?
Hola, hola, Colette. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello. Oh, hi, Phil. Hi, Colette. Hi, Dragon.
Hi.
Okay. I'm calling for my grandson, Oliver. He's having bread holding spells. This is, he's 1 year and 3 months old. And this is when a child cries, and all of a sudden he turns pale or blue, and he loses consciousness he stops breathing like for a minute. So my daughter, his mother, and his father are pretty, pretty worried about it. They have a lot of post-traumatic stress. Well,
Bill, what's coming up here?
Okay, so
you're old, right?
Yeah, let's just get you strong to what these people are going through. So it's triggering for you a lot of, you know, your past, your own childhood experience, maybe your own children that you had either before. I don't know. We're just going to strengthen you to what is coming up here. Also, we're going to strengthen some of this mother's worry energy that we've been talking about all day long or so far. And I'm going to strengthen you to that.
What he means is all week long and this morning. It's still morning, Phil.
Yeah, so far. So we're just going to strengthen all that. We're going to strengthen the parents, okay, in this case. And the connection between the parents and their child and the parents and divinity. We're going to strengthen them to be more divinely connected. So part of it is just the surprise and shock for you of just how disconnected they are. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. Colette, go ahead, take it over.
There's different ways of dealing with children that hold their breath. And, temper tantrums, like at that age when a baby's crying so hard and then they can't stop. My oldest daughter used to do that also, and it's not the most pleasant
thing to see. Okay.
Pardon me.
Scary. Yeah, my oldest daughter used to do that too, and it's pretty scary because they turn purple and they stop breathing and they faint.
Yeah, Well, this is coming up because what's coming up is that this is like anger coming in from the maternal side. And it's anger that's being passed down the line. And this child is just exhibiting it for everybody. And so, you know, that the anger card, that's like a karmic space. Like that's, you know, we can talk about this, that, you know, anger is like the gift that keeps on giving. And so it's actually held in the DNA and it's held in the body. And I'm just getting that while this child was in the womb, there was some, you know, it's all of this coming in. So we're just going to strengthen to let go of any ancestral concern, worry, anger. One thing about anger, it goes down the bloodline, and you know, there can be many reasons why you know, a lot of people experience anger. It's very common. It's a very common emotion to experience, and so just strengthening you to that. This is not the first child that has done this, and it won't be the last. And it is scary when they do it, but really, the more concern that you have, the more they're going to do it, because they get that's his way of really letting everybody know that he has control here. And so what's coming up is that this child, this soul, when it came in, people look at babies as being like helpless, and they are. I mean, they require our care, and they need our they can't feed themselves and all of these things. Having said that, they just came from God, so they're very close to source energy, and it can be very disruptive for them to all of a sudden be in this physical dimension. And you know, it's hard to leave the comfort of God. You know, that's all encompassing love. And so that's what Phil was talking about. It's just strengthening this child to some people don't want to call that God. They want to call it source or whatever. It doesn't matter to me what you call it, but it's that source energy of divinity, like Phil was saying, reconnecting this child to that, reconnecting the parents to that. And when you put that in a triad together, it feels a bit stronger now. What else are you getting, Phil?
Just strengthen Maria here to just be more neutral to whatever happens here. You know, it's not our emotion that's going to turn the situation necessarily into what we want it to be. So just being really neutral to however they do. So it's like they're allowed to mess up. They're allowed to be poor parents. They're allowed all that. As shame, you know, as much as we'd like them not to be, we just have to be neutral to what we don't want as well as what we do want. So I like to start with the things we don't want, get more of the unpleasant things out of the way most of the time, and then get back in touch with what you do want and a more ideal situation, and then you can get neutral to that. It's going to require some work, and I'm just getting with the parents. They can use a little bit of help themselves. So we're just going to strengthen the parents, and, you know, just if they want to get help, they can go out and seek it, and they can find it. All right? So we're just strengthening that.
I would also like to just point out, because we only have a minute or so left here, that, Maria, the best thing you can do is see that child healthy, them happy, healthy, them being good parents, and hold that vision. And then, you know, as you feel weaknesses come up, and because this is your grandchild, you're going to feel these weaknesses coming up in your own body, just shift it. Just run the energy up and down your spine. Go to your heart. Send that baby love. Send them love. It's challenging to be parents these days. And so we just strengthen them to that. It's not right or wrong or positive or negative. It's just that the energy between them could be stronger, better communication. I want to thank you for calling in. Run out of time. Bill, we've got like about a minute left here. Do you want to just wrap this up?
I'm so very grateful. Thank you so much. Muchas gracias, Phil. Gracias, Colette. Wow.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, just say that the balance is the key in all this. You know, we look at that yin-yang, and it's the balance of male and female. If we could see this, anytime we have this polarity in this world, this duality of, you know, good and bad, night and day, right and wrong, it's not what we think it is most of the time. It's this yin-yang in action. And when we appreciate the yin-yang for what it is, and we see that it's all one greater thing, it's one circle of greater love, of unconditional love, then there is no good and there is no bad from a certain point of view. We're all just experiencing there, you know, and we want balance. That's what we're looking for in life.
Thank you, Phil, for coming on as a surprise guest. And thank you, Carter, for the show. And thank you, listeners, for listening in. We'll be back next Wednesday with Leroy Maloof. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.